Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Buckeye Advisor with your host, Woody Bowling. Woody is a fiduciary licensed financial advisor and Medicare expert who always places your needs first. Woody works hard each day to educate Americans like you on how to reach the financial freedom they've worked so hard for, and he can help you too. So now let's start the show. Here's Woody Bowling.
Greetings and good morning to everyone out there in radio and podcast land from Woody Bowling. I am the Buckeye Advisor, and you guessed it, you are here for the next exciting, fun-filled, educational episode of our show, The Buckeye Advisor. We are so happy to be here. I'm excited. April 22nd, April 23rd editions, Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays, we are on the air at 10 o'clock in the morning on 94.5 FM, The Answer Dayton. You can join us in your car on their free app, or you could even go to theanswerdayton.com and click on Listen Live. Sunday mornings, we're on at 9 o'clock, and we are excited also to be available wherever you choose to listen to your podcast, and we know there are bunches of options there. Without further ado, I'd like to bring in my co-host, producer, and friend, Matt McClure. Matt, good morning, and how in the world are you today?
I'm great, Woody. I hope you are as well on this fine, fine weekend in the Buckeye State.
We are doing well. It's been a busy week. The weather has once again shown its many sides with some very cold temperatures and some very warm temperatures. Lots of sunshine overall this week. So very happy that spring seems to mostly have sprung here. And you know what? We're even more excited to be able to bring great content this week to our listening audience. Thanks to everybody, no matter what you're doing when you're listening, if you're relaxing on the couch listening to the podcast, or if you're driving around looking for groceries or some home improvement stuff from Lowe's or Home Depot or Menards, we welcome you to the show. If it's your first time, thank you for taking time. We think you're going to have fun and learn some things about retirement, how to do it properly, and some different ways to think about it. And if you're here for many, many episodes, thank you for coming back. We couldn't do it without you, Matt. I think we've got another great show this week. I hate to say it, but it seems true each week.
It does. It does. And you know what? I don't hate to say it. I love to say it myself, just because, you know, hey, we're kind of ringing our own bell, tooting our own horn, or whatever you want to say. But I do think we got some great stuff coming up this time around as well. And also just want to mention here before I sort of give a little preview, a little teaser of what's to come up, a couple of reminders as well. Not only can you hear us on the air, 94.5 FM, The Answer out of Dayton, you can also hear us on the podcast, as Woody mentioned, but you can get highlights of the show by going to our YouTube channel. Things are starting to take off on the YouTube channel for us, it seems like. We're getting more and more views each week. Just search for The Buckeye Advisor on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Hit that bell icon for notifications so you get notified every time a new video is uploaded, and you won't regret that, I am sure. TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com is the website. The Buckeye Advisor, that's advisor with an OR.com. You can also call Woody at 937-974-6201. And you can get in touch also to receive a free report on the banking crisis, what you need to know, how you can protect your hard-earned money from the volatility that's really been infecting the banking sector. And you can call that number, which is, again, 937-974-6201, or go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. We'll make that yours absolutely free, no obligation at all either. And speaking of banks, Woody, we've got a little bit of a banking update, the latest on the volatility in the banking sector to talk about momentarily. Why retirees love a 100% reserve requirement. You know, if you're not exactly sure what a 100% reserve requirement is, boy, we're going to tell you. And I'm pretty sure you'll like it too, like the sound of that. Beating the bank CDs, we'll have a new one of those very popular segments here on the show. We'll talk about the lost decade, some chat about health expenses as well. A lot to get to over this next hour. But as we rev up the engine here on the Buckeye Advisor, let's get it revving with the quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
And those very words of wisdom come from someone we hear from often during this portion of the show. It's Warren Buffett, who knows a thing or two about investing, I would say. And he said this, quote, "Risk comes from not knowing what you're doing." I think that's you know, one of those things is like, okay, yeah, fairly obvious on its face, but a lot of people just are kind of willy-nilly out there doing whatever when it comes to their finances and investing and planning for retirement without really knowing what they're doing.
You know, Warren Buffett is known for his very plain-spoken manner. He is a big believer in buying companies that he understands their business model. He's a back to the basics kind of guy. And a lot of people get caught up in the latest gadget. They got to have the latest iPhone, especially the younger generation. You know, every year or two, they got to have the newest iPhone. So, you know, Warren Buffett sets a great example. If you don't know what you're doing, sometimes people don't even understand how risky that is. And what I'll add to that, that I think is very important, is people get caught up in the same thing over and over again. They get caught up in that. I've got my money in my 401k. It's been there. It's been doing this. I've had it invested this way. I can guarantee you 99.5% of our listeners have never made an adjustment to their 401k ever during their working career. And many of them, once they retire and their advisor sets their account up at a wirehouse, big brokerage firm, usually they're not going to make much changes either. It's kind of set it and forget it. And the last year and a half or so have shown us the importance of being able to make some changes when you need to. You have to have some ability to change on the fly and adapt to new things going on. And that's part of what we've talked about here now for over 41, 42 episodes, really thinking about things in a different way, being proactive when it comes to making a change, because change, you know, that you get the inertia of going one direction and not moving until you act upon it with an outside force, it's going to keep going the same way. So that's what we're here to do. You know, we want to explain some things to people that you mentioned in the outline of today's show. I think people are going to be really pleased with some of the things we're talking about. It's all no cost to them. We're here to inform and educate, because I believe that an educated client is the best kind. They really, really are the best kind to work with, and they know why we're doing and what we're doing. And, you know, it makes a very good relationship over the long term with an advisor and their clients.
Yeah. You know, when you're on the same page with that advisor client relationship, it makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, the old saying goes, knowledge is power, and it's very, very true. So the more you know, the better off you are as far as planning for your retirement, and having that helping hand along the way to guide you is really, really important as well. And if you're looking for that, folks, I know a guy, his name's Woody Bowling, and he's the Buckeye Advisor. You can go online again to the Buckeye Advisor with an OR.com. Well, speaking of banks and the markets and all of that, I teed this up a moment ago, Woody. It's kind of been, you know, crazy times out there. And a lot of people are saying, okay, well, maybe the banking crisis is behind us now. And a lot of other people are saying not so fast. It might very well not be. So bring us up to speed here on the banking situation and kind of how that's been affecting things.
Well, it's a good segue into the fact that when I've been meeting with people over these last few weeks and talking with them, it is definitely a topic of concern. And people now understand what we've known for a long time about the banks only being required to maintain 10% of their deposits on hand. And the Federal Reserve lets them make loans to consumers at 4 to 6 times the amount that they are, you know, given by depositors. So the banks can try to make a profit on that. The risky part about that, as people have learned in the Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank crises and failures, when there's a run on a bank, you may be guaranteed your money up to 250 grand. And sometimes they may step in and say, oh, we'll cover you more than that. The unsure part is, when are you going to get that money? I saw a sign at a bank locally that I will not name that said withdrawals over $2,000 require prior notice. So think about that. If you are a depositor in your local bank and you're listening today and something happened in the economy, or you got a, there's a rumor going around that your local bank or savings and loan or credit union is having a financial problem. Imagine if you called or you went in thinking, oh, I can withdraw my $50,000 or my $75,000 or whatever the number is. You can only pull $2,000, maybe $3,000, whatever their limit is, without an appointment. And then even then, once the word gets around, as it does on social media these days, that just fans the flames of that fire and makes it even burn larger. So it's a very important topic to people today. It comes up a lot in conversations. People are, I'm going to use air quotes here, Matt, people are getting it. They understand the dangers that banks are running into. They understand that insurance companies, they understand it after they get the explanation that an insurance company is much more better leveraged financial wise because they have to keep a dollar for dollar in reserve anytime they take in money for an annuity. And we do a lot of annuities for clients because they want some safety. They want potential growth opportunities that can give them market-like growth when the market's going up or their index they follow is going up. So lots of good things going on. You know, we've had the Feds in the last year have raised rates fastest since the 1980s to slow inflation down. And yet inflation is still rearing its ugly head, especially, you know, in the housing market and the rental market. Very, very still high increases there. So there's lots of factors. The economy sends lots of signals. And then there's lots of people that interpret those signals and give their opinions. This is what's going to happen. What we do know is we've had 16 months now almost of, you know, not great returns in the stock market, but there are other options. There are some positive things to consider. And, you know, on the investment advisory side of my business, I work with some things that can provide some unique solutions. As a fiduciary advisor, you know, that's my goal, is we want to put people in things that are appropriate for them, look out for their interests to help them really generate the income they want in retirement, which today, as we've mentioned before, income is the name of the game when it comes to retirement.
Yeah. And not necessarily some big nest egg number. You know, it might be something that a thing you've had in mind for years. Oh, I've got to have X amount of dollars in my accounts when I retire. Great to have a goal always, but do you have a plan for the decumulation phase? Do you have a plan for how you're going to draw that down and not run out of money before you call it quits on this planet? So that is the question there. And having a plan for that is essential, I feel like, anyway, for from a safety standpoint. And speaking of safety, you know, you mentioned the 100% reserve requirement, and that is a dollar for dollar, an insurance or annuity company has to keep on hand that money, an equal amount of that money, to the payments that they have received from their policyholders. That is a lot different, of course, from a bank, as we've said, about 10% at most, sometimes a little more if they want to be nice about it, sometimes quite a bit less than 10% reserve requirement. Talk a little bit about why people are really keeping their money protected more by that 100% reserve requirement for their retirement planning.
You know, this bank failure issue that's been happening is, you know, it's good and bad. You know, in a good way, it has helped people realize, it's helped them realize that, hey, you know, banks that are traditionally thought of as a safe haven, and I think a lot of that goes back to the fact that they have a brick and mortar office that people can walk in and see and touch. So it gives them that sense of safety overall. But at the same time, it's been an educational process because people have been learning more. We've been talking about it on our show the last few weeks. It's a topic that's not going to go away in the near future because people do want, you know, as people start cruising into their late 50s, early 60s and beyond, it becomes a time in your life, if you're listening, it becomes a time in your life where you've got to assess your whole situation and say, am I on track to be where I wanted to be come retirement? Am I ahead of the schedule or am I a little behind the schedule? and then talk to someone like me that's a fiduciary advisor with no cost. We sit down and we really understand your situation. And once I have all that information, I'm able to help you understand some things, some strategies that may help you along the way increase your chances of a more secure retirement. And that's what we're about. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit about healthcare in just a few minutes, which I can help with the Medicare stuff. It's very important. People crave security. And people, as they get older, they don't like change as much. That's probably why some people haven't called me yet, even though they've been listening for a while. It's like, oh, well, I'm just not ready to make a change yet. Well, I would encourage you to consider doing that and call me and let's talk. No cost, but let's talk and see if there might be a fit for us to potentially, you know, have a good conversation about working together. And it's very important that these banks are now in the forefront of everybody's mind. And the fact that this has all been revealed, it's good for the public. It's good for people to know. And they can feel more comfortable when they look at using maybe an insurance-based product like a fixed indexed annuity to help them accomplish safe growth or a lifetime income that they can't outlive. Peace of mind. It's what it's all about, Matt, right? I mean, that's what you want in retirement. You want peace of mind. You want to feel like you're always going to worry about things in life. That's just the way it is. That's the way God made us. We're going to worry. But you'll have less worries if you follow some of the strategies that we help people implement.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Especially in times like this, where we have seen these bank failures, where we've seen a lot of volatility in the stock market, where we've seen last year bonds had their worst year on record as far as overall bond performance in the markets. Like it's been a scary time for people who are, especially in what we call, you know, the retirement red zone, that 5 years before retirement or 5 years into retirement, that sort of 10-year window there. That is, I think, the sort of the target zone where people are really feeling some unease and getting some peace of mind with a product like a fixed indexed annuity or some other solutions that you can provide. That's got to mean a whole heck of a lot to so many people because, you know, just having that stress relief. I mean, you spoke about health, which we'll talk about more in a little bit. That's so good for your health. The less stress you have, the longer you'll be able to enjoy your retirement. Generally speaking, it's just going to make you healthier and live longer.
Yeah. Stress is a bad, bad thing on the human body. It causes many, many negative consequences to the human body. So the less of it, the better. It's nice when I can sit with people and I can actually show them projections based on the numbers that are, you know, in black and white, or of course I will also print those color graphs to make it look nice as well. But, you know, people, it's nice for them to be able to see, this is what I can get on my money. These are the guarantees that I can get on a portion of my retirement assets. And that's a very important part of the planning process, is understanding which parts are guaranteed, which parts are safe. The part that's at risk, we call that smart risk, and that's the investment advisory side of my business, where we have some excellent strategies that can offer some potentially solid returns. And we also, in that process, can minimize risk for you as well, because, you know, in the long run, you need some growth in your portfolio and you also need some safety. So the combination, the challenge is to manage all of that smartly. Smart risk, smart safe. So can we do it in a smart way to get some growth, mitigate risk, but still end up with a solid result? So when people see those results of what can potentially happen for them, people, the smile that it brings across their faces is nice to see.
It really is. I'm very sure of that. And folks, if you are listening and you have any questions or concerns, not only about the banks, but about retirement in general, the volatility on Wall Street, how all of that has been affecting you and your sanity, first of all, as we've been talking about, but also your retirement plan, Woody would love to provide you with an absolutely free complimentary consultation, and you can ask as many questions as you'd like. All those questions that are swirling around in your mind right now, ask them to Woody Bowling directly. You can schedule that free consultation by going to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com, or call Woody at 937-974-6201.
Need a higher rate of return from your safe money? Listen up. It's time to beat the bank CD rates.
So, you know, Woody, a lot of the time, people, when they think safe money, of course, they have been thinking of the banks, which we've been talking about a lot already on the show so far. They've also thought, you know, about a particular type of account at the bank, a bank CD. It's almost like, you know, you put your money in, it gets locked away, it gets a certain amount of return over time, and then it has grown some by the time you get it out. And so that's always been sort of this thing that's seen as safe, but you get some growth. But talking about beating the bank CDs now, boy, with rising interest rates, that has been something that has, you know, been easier and easier to do for different types of products, but also give you more safety and some more flexibility with your money, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, there's different ways to do it. There's different annuities for different folks and for different goals, really. I mean, what are you looking to accomplish? Those things are part of the conversations we'll have that really help me determine really what to recommend to you if you're considering moving some money around. We're always going to make sure that you have liquidity. We always want people to have extra money on hand. Some people prefer to have more money than others. I have clients that prefer to have high five figures in their checking and savings accounts because that's how comfortable they want to be. And I thought, my goodness, you're never going to walk into the bank and you're never going to need that. Even if your roof, you know, you're going to need $5,000 for this or $5,000 for that. So, you know, index universal life insurance, that's a great way to create safety, income and retirement, multi-year guarantee annuities that are just guaranteed and locked in. This is your interest rate. This is your term. Very much like a plain vanilla CD or certificate of deposit from the bank. And then there's also what we feel is kind of the Goldilocks of financial things on the bond replacement side, and that's a fixed indexed annuity. You're looking to get principal protection. You're looking for to get rid of the fees that people are paying on their multiple bond portfolios in their retirement or non-retirement investment plans. Look, let's keep your fees low. Let's look for some safety, some good returns. And that's what we're shooting for as a Buckeye Advisor client, is to get you a combination of all those things rolled up into one.
Yeah, and also determining, you know, exactly how much of your money should be at risk. That's an important thing. There's this old rule, this old kind of adage, the rule of 100, where you subtract your age from the number 100. And that gives you about the approximate number, the approximate percentage of your assets that you should consider investing in the market. And the closer you are to retirement, the smaller that number is going to be, right? You want to take less risk as you get older. And that's sort of what that guideline is about. But it also is based on your individual situation, how much tolerance you have for risk. So that's why, of course, you'll do a risk assessment for people and make sure that the program or the plan that you come up with for them is really tailored to them in particular. We're gonna pick up more on this on the other side of the break, Woody. Just about time for us to take that very first break of the show. Of course, we'll have the dad joke of the week coming up, and we'll also talk about the lost decade. Do you know what the lost decade is? It sounds like a movie or something.
Very mysterious. I can't wait to hear more.
We will hear more. We'll talk about it coming up on the other side here in just a couple of minutes. You are listening to The Buckeye Advisor.
Could cutting back on cable television lower your monthly expenses? I'm Jim Tarabocchia with the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife. An April 2023 survey done by CNBC shows 70% of Americans are feeling financially anxious. CNBC senior personal finance correspondent Sharon Epperson explains.
A vast majority of respondents, 70%, say they are stressed about their personal finances. And that includes 57% of people earning $100,000 or more. 58% say they're living paycheck to paycheck.
And while a large majority of Americans are looking for ways to cut back on their expenses, doing away with high cable bills could provide some additional relief. Generation Z and millennials know all about that, having ushered in the streaming era. But with streaming services expanding their menu of options, thus pushing up their monthly prices, streaming may actually do more financial harm than good. In fact, in January of last year, streaming giant Netflix added $1.50 to their monthly rate, while Hulu is now charging $14.99 a month for their ad-free streaming platform, up from the previous $12.99 price point. With streaming becoming inevitably more expensive, is it possible to keep traditional cable while lowering the monthly bill? Some cable companies now offer a channel a la carte option. Maybe try cutting back on premium channels, pare down cable boxes, or downsize your plan to eliminate channels you don't watch and save $15 to $25 a month. Cutting back on cable television, part of our 23 cost cutters for 2023. For the Retirement.Radio Network, powered by AmeriLife, I'm Jim Tarabokia.
Like what you're hearing? You can watch the show too. Visit YouTube.com and search The Buckeye Advisor to watch clips from this program.
Welcome back. This is The Buckeye Advisor. I'm Matt McClure here alongside Woody Bowling. I'm not The Buckeye Advisor. He is. And you can get in touch with him by going online to TheBuckeyeAdvisor.com. That's TheBuckeyeAdvisor with an OR.com. Or call Woody at 937-974-6201.
Some people roll the dice. Some people roll their eyes. It's the dad joke of the week.
All right, Woody, the very famous and highly anticipated dad joke of the week. Lay it on us.
Millions and millions of fans are waiting to hear this, I'm sure. I'm not going to hold you long. Last week, we did a blonde joke. Nice feedback on it. I think we're going to go with one more in a row. Matt, why can't a blonde dial 911?
I'm afraid to ask. Why can't a blonde dial 911?
Because she can't find the 11.
It stops at nine.
Qualifies under the umbrella of dad joke because it certainly is corny enough. So we've got to roll with that. I like it. My wife is blonde. It is approved. So we're going to roll with that. But I hope everyone enjoyed it. And there's no money back guarantees on that joke, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And which is a good thing because it's free of charge anyway. So there you go. But that math would be pretty hard for a blonde to do. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. I should get your wife's approval before I say anything of the sort. I know, but I'll do that. I'll do that next time. Anyway, all right. So we teed this up before the break, talking about the lost decade. And I said, it kind of sounds like a movie or a novel or something, because it is very sort of mysterious. And where did the decade go? But it was a very real thing. You know, when people talk about the lost decade, it was not too long ago in our history. Woody, tell us about the lost decade. What was it and how has it affected retirees?
You're right. It sounds mysterious. It sounds like there's missing people. It sounds like there's dinosaurs, perhaps. Who knows? But really, the truth of the matter is this decade we're talking about this week is from January 1st of 2000. Remember that? That's when everyone thought the world was coming to an end, when everyone thought there would be computer glitches and failures all over the world that would probably cause the worldwide meltdown of the internet. Didn't happen. January 1, 2000 through December 31st, 2009. So that 10-year period is what we're going to talk about for a little bit. And it's referred to as the lost decade because when it comes to the financial markets, it turned out to be a lost cause. And what we mean by that is the S&P 500, the Standard & Poor's 500, the widely most used index besides the Dow Jones. I don't even know why people report on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It's got 30 lousy companies in it. The S&P 500 had a negative return over that decade of 9.1%. The NASDAQ, of course, which is primarily technology-related stocks, had a negative return of 44% over that 10-year period, meaning roughly losing 4.4% per year. The S&P lost about 1% per year. You got to remember, January 1st, 2000, those indexes were sky high due to the technology bubble that burst shortly thereafter, and that basically hammered the indexes for the next 2.5 years or so. They began to grow again from 2002 until 2007, late 2007. So around October of 2007, everything's looking great. That's when the subprime mortgage lending crash happened. So from October of 07 to March 2nd of 2009, the S&P 500 cumulatively from that period was down about 55%. If you look at reports, it'll show 37, 38% loss for the year 2008. But from its high point in the fall in October of 2007, it actually was down top to bottom, peak to trough, about 55%. That's one word for that, UGLY, and that's ugly. So look, if people retired during that decade, and just like last year, if you retired last year and you had your chunk of money and you start taking withdrawals from that chunk of money right away, and you're in all your investment accounts is all you're in, and you're losing 22, 25, 30% in 2022, at the same time, you're taking monthly distributions to supplement your Social Security. That's a bad combination. And that sequence of returns, starting out negative the first couple of years of retirement without some guarantees on part of your money, can lead to you running out of money eventually. So this lost decade, you know, for people that have longevity in their genes, which so many people do today, are living into their 80s and 90s. It's a scary thing. So that's why people, when their portfolio values dropped while they're pulling money out, not a good combination. And they couldn't really generate income per se. I mean, they could because they had to pull money out monthly. But as your account values dropping due to the underlying investment values dropping, plus you're taking the money you need to live on, that's another ugly combination. So many people just don't know about some of the things that we talk about on the show. And our goal really with our consultations is just to help people understand, get some safety, get some guarantees in your life when it comes to retirement. You still want some money in the market in smart risk type style investments that we can help you with. But at the same time, a part of it, you got to be geared up towards, let's get some guarantees in certain areas so that we can be sure what we're getting, and we can take that to the bank and we can know that's going to be deposited each month and we're not going to have to sweat that. Inflation may still be rearing its ugly head again down the road. We think it's going to be sticking around for a while longer, so we're stuck in this high rate environment. You know, my crystal ball still not working. How about yours?
Still broken.
So we both have broken crystal balls, Matt, so we can't tell our listeners what's going to happen. We do know that I think the Fed's going to stick to, I think they're going to raise rates probably one more time in May. I think they are, maybe not, but I think they're almost done. The problem is they're not going to start reducing rates because the employment situation is still very strong. So we have strong employment, inflation, and all these factors are working against people right now. That's why it's important to really navigate these waters carefully. And that's what we want to help you do, because you need to know the entire story. And if you're just dealing with a broker, that's all they're licensed to do. They're never going to tell you to direct some of your money into safe money. If you're dealing with a banker, they want you to be in CDs, or they're going to refer you to their investment guy in their investment department that works for the big bank. That person's going to tell you to put all your money in the market. And so we kind of live in that hybrid world of insurance and investments. We're going to be a fiduciary and we're going to act in that manner so we can help people understand the best ways to preserve those savings and to make them last until they're gone, and then pass it on to the next generation.
And that is the ultimate goal there. And you can start out with a free full retirement plan consultation just for being a listener of the show. You can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is thebuckeyeadvisor.com to get started. Or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. And as you mentioned, Woody, it's not just what investments do you have. It's not just, maybe retirement plan you have, whether it's from work or you know, if you've set up an IRA or if you've got, you know, some other sort of retirement vehicle there. It's also Medicare. It's also Social Security. It's also taking a look at any annuities that you might have or being educated about an annuity and determining that that might be something that would fit well into your current plan as an add-on, as something to add that safe element. So it really is all encompassing when you think about this retirement plan consultation, and that's the thing that really gets the ball rolling for people. So I just encourage folks to really go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com or call the phone number, because I'm sure you would agree that is really step one. Well, I guess maybe step two, because step one is listening to the show and finding out what to do. And then step two is actually doing it, right?
It is. And you know, once I had the information, and, you know, people are looking for someone they can trust. They're looking for someone who will, you know, do what they say and follow through and be there to help coach them along the way, their financial quarterback, if you will. Medicare, super duper important. I think we're going to jump into the health expenses part here shortly in this segment coming up. So all those things work together. And if you're working with an advisor who knows about Medicare and how to do that, how to navigate that, that knows about life insurance, that knows about investments, that knows about guaranteed income and ways to do accomplish that, you know, that's what I love doing. It makes it fun. It's all encompassing. It's all inclusive, just like your favorite resort in the Jamaica, all inclusive advisor here to help you with all those things that you need help with.
There you go. And call him up. He may not bring you a Mai Tai on the beach or anything like that, but you know, he will help you with your finances and with your retirement planning. So I think that's even better. Just go to the BuckeyeAdvisor.com, the Buckeye Advisor with an OR.com, or you can call Woody at 937-974-6201. And we've been teeing this up, so let's dive right into it, Woody, the healthcare portion of our talk here. The question that we're sort of posing to set this up is, are you prepared for health expenses during your retirement? I would venture to say that there are a good number of people listening to the show today who the answer to that question is one of two things: either no, or I don't know. And in which case the translation is no.
Exactly. Yes. I mean, that the study that Fidelity Investments did a few years ago, a 65-year-old couple retiring this decade will need an average of $300,000 to cover healthcare expenses throughout retirement. And that includes things like Medicare Part B, Medicare Part D, and also out-of-pocket expenses for deductibles, copays, and prescription drugs. So, you know, I don't want our listeners to think, oh my God, in, you know, 5 years from now, it could happen where I'm going to need that much money in 1 year. That's not the case. This is talking about cumulative expenses. Medicare Part B this year in 2023 is $164.90. And that's either taken out of the Social Security check before they do the direct deposit. I also have several clients, quite a few clients, that are still working because they want to wait a little bit longer on Social Security to get their bigger benefits, their full retirement age, or maybe they're even going to age 70. In that case, Medicare Part B will be billed every 3 months to you directly through the mail by the good old government. So Medicare Part B is $165 a month roughly this year. Last year, it was a little bit more. You know, if you do a Medicare Advantage plan, there are small deductibles that go along with that. Medicare Advantage is a great way to do it for most people, but there's also Medicare supplements, which, you know, would entail an altogether different explanation and one that we don't have time to cover at all today. But I do cover it for people each week in person, and I have a very handy dandy one-page sheet that explains the two sides of Medicare, Medicare Advantage or a Medicare Gap, Medigap plan, Medicare supplement with a Part D plan. We explain those very thoroughly, and it really, really clarifies things for the people that I explain it to. You know, you're talking $7,000 a year on healthcare. That number we think is going to continue to go up with inflation. I mean, my goodness. Then that doesn't even talk about the actual cost of the prescription co-payments that can happen. So then you've got people that take all these supplements. Every time, Matt, I watch TV, I see, oh my God, all these commercials for every supplement, every health supplement, the fruits, the veggies, the, oh my gosh. And I looked at the prices of a couple of those and I thought, my goodness, no wonder they can advertise on TV all over the place at what they're charging monthly for these fruits and vegetable vitamins. It's amazing. So the good news is people want to be healthy. And I think, you know, what I've found with people is historically, if you have a history of good health, that can continue for many years. And, but we never know. That's the word of caution, is that we never know. So you do want to have a good, solid Medicare plan, you know, already locked in when you're ready to go on Medicare. For a lot of people, it does make sense, even if you're continuing to work past age 65. In a lot of cases, it makes sense to go ahead and do a Medicare plan because you're going to get more bang for your healthcare dollar. The group health insurance of today is not like it was 25, 30 years ago, when those Cadillac employer plans were so prevalent. But today, Medicare really, in most cases, is the best way to go for the people that I talk with, you know, each week.
Yeah, you're right about the changes in those employer plans, because I remember, you know, back a couple of decades ago when I was first starting my career, boy, you know, it seemed like there were all these plans that the, you know, the deduction from your paycheck each month was not all that much, and you only had to pay, like, you know, it'd be like a $10 copay to go to the doctor or something like that. And a lot of services included at no cost and that kind of thing. Many of those have just gone the way of the dinosaur. Medicare, obviously not going the way of the dinosaur, at least not yet. And we hope, fingers crossed, that it will continue to stay around for a long, long time and even become better. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's not a cheap thing when you're talking about healthcare in retirement. The older we get, even if we are in good health historically, we get older, things break down, things need fixing, regardless of who you are. So, you know, I mean, healthcare really is such a huge expense. It's one of the biggest expenses people are going to have in their retirement. So, you know, how do you plan to fund that? That's such a huge, huge question. And there are different ways, I'm sure, that would fit into different people's particular scenarios. But what are some ways that people choose to fund their retirement? Maybe some things that people haven't even thought about funding their retirement healthcare expenses.
Well, it goes back to some of the things that we, you know, that we talk about each week. You know, some clients use a fixed indexed annuity and they do a monthly distribution or they do a distribution every quarter, you know, to help them offset medical expenses that come up, because you do have access to a portion of the money each year. And then after the surrender charge period is over, then you're able to access the 100% of the balance. So it's a handy dandy way for people to fund some of their Medicare premiums, maybe a Medigap plan, maybe some sort of long-term care plan. You know, long-term care plans are something we don't talk about much. I am going to talk about either probably the next show or the show after a couple of very, very nice ideas about how people, if you don't have a long-term care policy, which many people don't, at least having a long-term care plan that would help you pay for things like an in-home nurse if you need it or your spouse needs it, or nursing home care in a facility. So very important conversations to have. And longevity, the nice thing about it is, you know, our parents and grandparents and are living longer. The drawback is, you know, if they get to a certain point at certain ages, where they can't really get around as much, then it becomes an issue, you know, psychologically for them. They can't do the things they used to. They're not as happy. And then also when people get affected by long-term health issues, like let's say an Alzheimer's or dementia, a nursing home stay for a couple, 3-4 years can wipe out a lifetime of savings. Guess what? There's nothing left for the kids or grandkids to get because that nursing home wiped it all out. So it's a big problem. It's a big concern, you know, and what we can say is we do have solutions for a lot of those things and some great ideas as well.
Absolutely. And if anything on the show today is making sense to you or hitting home with you, reach out to Woody Bowling. He is the Buckeye Advisor, and you can go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That is the Buckeye Advisor with an O-R at the end, .com. Or give Woody a call today at 937-974-6201. That is 937-974-6201.
It's This Week in History.
Well, some big things happened this week in our history. Woody, and April 21st was a big one for pop culture, specifically on Broadway, because in 1977, on April 21st, Annie opened on Broadway as curtain up for the very first time. And boy, the music... I've actually, you know, I've done some theater in my life, and I've done a couple of productions of Annie, and the music gets stuck in your head and will not go anywhere. But gosh, talk about an American classic now.
It really is. You know, like we tell our listeners, the sun will come up tomorrow, right?
That's right.
And I don't know where we got that line, but it might be from where you just mentioned with Annie. You know, another thing on April 22nd, 1937. So that's going back a few years. Mr. Jack Nicholson was born. This guy has probably had some of the most memorable roles in film that we can think of. Some of his characters have been unbelievably just embedded in your mind after you watch the movie. And Nicholson, a man of much talent and many faces throughout his movie career, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, The Shining, Batman, A Few Good Men. When Tom Cruise said, "I want the truth," and Jack said, "You can't handle the truth." Crazy stuff, but lots of fun. Happy birthday to Jack.
Absolutely. Happy birthday to him. I remember, you know, seeing him in the movie theater as the Joker in the Batman movie, that 89 Batman movie. Oh my goodness. Boy, talk about a performance. And you said many faces. That was definitely a different face for him. And also on April 23rd, a couple of things to talk about here. It was not the best business decision for Coca-Cola in 1985 when they released a new drink called New Coke. Boy, that was a disaster. It was very, very unpopular among customers. 40,000 complaint letters sent in anger to Coca-Cola headquarters here in my hometown of Atlanta. The taste, it just wasn't right, they said. It was renamed Coke 2 in 1990, discontinued in 2002. I think they should have just discontinued it to begin with, right after they came out with it, because of the backlash. But, you know, that's why for the longest time, all the Coke bottles said, you know, Coca-Cola Classic after that. So to differentiate, you know, between the new disastrous thing and the taste that everybody knew for decades and decades.
Well, they messed with the classic. Some might argue they did it intentionally to renew interest in the classic flavor. Who knows? I don't know if they were that smart. I really don't, because I'm sure they caused a lot of people to switch to Pepsi. I remember tasting it and not being impressed. But, you know, I'm a Diet Coke guy now, or Coke Zero. So I do drink their product. I cannot drink the regular version of any soft drink. It is just absolutely too sweet after you've been doing diet for so long. And then last but not least, in 2005, this is a biggie. YouTube posted their first video. An 18-second clip, Me at the Zoo, shows website co-founder Jawed Kerim at the San Diego Zoo, and it can still be watched today 18 years later. And you know what, Matt? I think you probably know this. YouTube is the second most used search engine after you know who. That's Google. So the impact on YouTube, I use it. My wife and I use it. We watch videos, music videos. We sing karaoke from those. I mean, yes, I do karaoke. I'm not going to do it for anyone over this program or anything like that. I don't want to scare people away.
You want people to listen to the show and then, you know, go to thebuckeyeadvisor.com. That's what we want to do. We don't want to scare the folks there, Woody, but that's going to be all the time that we have for this time around on the Buckeye Advisor. It flies by every week. This week, no exception to that rule. But I appreciate you and everything that you bring to the table each and every week. Woody, we'll do it again next time, sir.
Matt, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate you riding along with us each week. Listeners, thank you for joining us. Please come back again for another excellent episode of the Buckeye Advisor. We hope everyone has a blessed week, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to the Buckeye Advisor. You deserve to work with an experienced and licensed expert who will strategically work to protect and grow your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free, no-obligation consultation with Woody, visit thebuckeyeadvisor.com or pick up the phone and call 937-974-6201. That's 937-974-6201. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and the Buckeye Advisor are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.